kind of hops do you find on the coast? Otter hops. This is the perfect pour.
Oh, starting with the dad jokes. I get it.
Dad joking it up.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And we're hanging out to you in split Central California locations. One, where all the people are working and working their ass off and kicking ass and dealing with the heat, dealing with their jobs, and just living their life here in the Central Valley. That's me.
Yeah.
And then there's Nick on the Central Coast where you can hear the ocean. And it's probably, I'm guessing, 61 degrees right now. And
chilly 61.
Just
a wee bit of fog.
Living a different Central California life than me right now.
I'm freezing over here. Send some heat.
Gladly. If we could just make a tunnel through the central, through the coastal range, and just like do this like a little vent, like a, it'd be a big vent, but like a vent right through so we could get.
Yeah.
We, you know, through a back from a back vent, return and send out, and we'll suck in that ocean air.
Cold chancer, some climate.
Yeah, cold chancer, and then we'll send some of this valley air over there. I think it'd be the cool thing to do for you guys. No pun intended. Well, we're just gonna be hanging out with you here for a little bit. And talking about the beers we drank last week and the beers we're drinking right now and the beers we're looking out for drinking. And then we're going to talk about some beer culture, and our listeners are going to talk to us as well and leave us a pour report. Let us know what's going on and what they think Perfect Pour listeners should know about. Want to hear, talk about all the things about before the show. I opened up and I'm still drinking Wolf Snacks from Monday Night Brewing Company, a double IPA, donated the show by Wazoo Corvette. And this is from Atlanta, Georgia. I had not heard of Monday Night Brewing. Yeah. Fierce, untamed, feral Wolf Snacks. So, first Monday Night Brewing beer. It's pretty good. It's, it's a little bit malty, but what do you, I don't know what Southeast beers are supposed to taste like. IPAs.
Yeah.
But I'm maybe guessing good, this is malty? How Southeast beers taste like. Double IPAs taste like. But it's pretty good. Well-made beer.
Good. Can we rule out the freshness? Is it at least a fresh one?
I don't think Wazoo would. Something's wrong on the dates. Let me check here without spilling it. That's a really good day. I don't know how he did that. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Wait, what? All right. Sometimes it's hard to see. Damn it. I just spilled some beer. Sometimes it's hard to actually check the dates once you've opened up a beer and then you have to maneuver yourself with the proper light and glasses and all on not to read this, but we're good. This thing is hella fresh. I don't know how he did that. This thing is only a few weeks old.
Well, that's a good sign. At least you know it's fresh enough to have it the right tasting the right way, whatever that may be.
What do you got going on over there?
I got me a new beer from becoming our favorite. Memory Machine from There Does Not Exist.
Oh, yes.
It's a West Coast IPA.
Nice. You guys, you could go to there does not exist. If you could find it.
Right.
They're over there. You're over there.
It's not on any map anywhere. So don't even try.
Don't even try.
You have to. Don't even try. Don't even try.
You just got to follow Tony Bags all day. And eventually he's going to walk in there. You can go, aha!
Follow the breadcrumbs. You follow the trail of mosaic hops back to the brewery.
Just got to like. Sniff out the mosaic. Get a mosaic sniffing dog. Yes. Let him like here, boy. It. You gotta mix up. Do that little mixing thing with the hands that people do with the hops. They go.
Oh, yeah. You gotta crush it.
Yeah.
Make it open.
Then you let the dog smell. And you go find it, boy. Go find it. Find the mosaic, boy.
Okay, find it. That's the
Is that it? You got the trail.
You've seen Hop Dog is the only way to find the brewery.
Seeing Hop Dog. All right, we're all settled in. We're having...
So, yes, maybe we found it, maybe we didn't. We'll find out.
Here we go. I did not... No, come on, dude. I didn't...
Cheers, Jesus. Mikey. Thanks for being home in the
all, morning. All last week, I did that, and... Oh, right off the bat, did it again. That's just ridiculous. Nick, do you have anything? You're on vacation, so I'm not expecting you to have anything, but we're here. Perfect. If you
I like
do.
That.
This is what
I just go on vacation every week and then
sure.
Blame that for no culture.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've brought this two articles I have tonight. It's strange to me. It feels like repeats, but I think it's new information. We've talked about the Tipsy Putt before, the craft beer mini golf experience. I believe last time they were opening in Sacramento.
Okay.
This time they're opening in Cannery Row in Monterey.
Man, a Central California location that's not here.
Yeah, I think, and we have a mini indoor mini golf place too.
We do. I don't think there's any
the ghost there. Golf.
Yeah, pretty sure there's no alcohol, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't remember asking if they did, but we've been there before, so it would fit right in easily, like. Plug and play.
Right.
So that makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth location for Tipsy Putt, which I mean, I think we're going to be getting one soon. They're running out of big cities to go to.
It's all chain things are like, gosh, we really want to keep expanding. But I guess we've hit them all. Somebody's like, no, what about this one here? What do you mean? There's Fresno. Fresno. Oh, Fresno. Fresno. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. I was really hoping we wouldn't have to do that, but all right.
I hate to say it, but once in your life, have you ever heard anybody mispronounce Fresno?
No. No.
Why has that never happened?
I don't know. Why? Fresno. I would think somebody would say Fresno. I've not heard Fresno. Fresno sounds like something maybe somebody would have never heard it before would be like, was it Fresno?
Fresno. With a soft S. Fresno.
Yeah. Yeah, because you kind of get Fresno. Fresno has like a Z kind of hit. When you hit the S, you hit it with a Z kind of thing. And everyone just does it. And yeah. I never hear anyone mispronounce Fresno ever. So.
Yeah. And nobody's ever tried to replace the S with a Z to be extra.
Oh, no. Nobody's ever done that.
It's always Fred's. Yes. That's our, that's our,
Yeah. It deserves repeating every once in a while. We have to say, we definitely say I'm pulling famous, but on here too, A note to all traveling musicians. We have heard the Fres Yes joke all our lives. So you're not, please do not use the Fres Yes joke when you're on doing your in-between song banter. It's not funny. We've heard it a million times. It's good.
You're not.
It's like a tall person getting the, like, how's the weather up there joke. I'm like, oh boy, yeah, I've not heard that one there, dude.
Yeah. Wow. I made it two stoplights without hearing that one.
Well, so yeah, maybe we're going to get drinking putt. I think they're afraid to bring it to Fresno because we're scary to some, you know, people. They're afraid of us.
Oh, yeah. I know we're getting our DUI checkpoints back. I saw the
report
happened last weekend.
Oh, starting to ramp back the DUI checkpoints.
Yeah. It's getting back to that, you know, summertime.
Yeah.
summer vacation has commenced. Bunch of new drinkers on the road. Oh, scary. But I think our tipsy putt is coming. We got a Raising King now. Got a Dave and Buster's.
Yep. I have. Fresno confession, I have never been to the Fresno Dave and Buster's. Never been. Believe it or not.
I'm with you on that one.
Even though I have a kid, which, you know, they're originally supposed to be for adults only. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, for adults to play video games and drink beer. But now they're kind of like, whoever you can bring in here, they'll
spend money. We like to make money, so.
Yeah, like, yeah, bring your kid in. That's fine.
So there's that tipsy putt. I don't know. Is that on the list of places that don't have beer that should for you?
The miniature golf?
Has your mini golf experience ever been?
No, I haven't needed beer, but I'll take it. I'll accept it. I think I want us to have a Top Golf. I think that's what it's called. Where it's a driving range, but it's all bling. It's a blinged out driving range, and it's got all, you know, video screens for the driving and all the things. And it's, you know, it's very, and it's got multi decks and all the stuff, and it's very cool and very Las Vegas-y. I'm waiting that for one of those to come to Fresno.
Okay. So it's just a driving range?
It's a driving range, but, like, you know, they have kind of, you know, screens like they do in bowling now, and it's, you know, it's just all lit up cool, and like I said, it's got, you can upper deck stuff, you can get on different levels, and, you know, it's just a little bit more of an experience, and I think they have alcohol and stuff. Most golf courses have alcohol.
Yeah, isn't the ninth hole typically where the bar's at?
The 19th hole, yeah.
Oh, the 19th.
That's quote-unquote. There's 18 holes. So then usually the bar is called the 19th hole.
Oh, okay. Just don't go to the A hole.
Hey,
up next, my memory's fuzzy right now. I think we've done a Yelp review report, but I don't recall this list from California.
All right.
Yeah, that is you. Okay, you're there.
I'm ready for it.
So I don't remember these breweries. That's why, heard it, stop me. We'll move on.
All right. We'll assess here.
Number one, according to Yelp. Top 10 craft breweries, the home brewing shop in San Diego.
Is this California or?
This is California.
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 I don't think we did a Yelp one.
Deft Brewing in San Diego.
What was that? What was that second one?
Deft. D-E-F-T.
Okay.
Deft. Yeah. Never heard of her.
So the San Diego our San Diego friends have, but
yeah, I have not. Number three is Telco Brewery in Santa Clarita.
Yeah.
Is that a yeah? You've been there?
No, I haven't been there, but I've had people, I know people that have gotten their beer, and they said it's pretty good.
Parliament Brewing in Ronan Park.
All right. I don't think I've heard of them.
Heard of them, sure.
Dutch's Yelp Brew House weird, in Long Beach. What was it?
Dutch's.
Okay. I haven't heard of that one.
Like Dutch Brothers Dutch, you know, Dutch's.
Yeah. And that's in the LBC?
In the LBC, in your old stomping grounds. Oh. Like, okay, do people not know Beechwood or is this place that much better?
Not the Yelpers, apparently.
Pedro Point Brewing in Pacifica.
Okay. Not heard of it, but okay.
But okay. Around the Horn Brewing Company in Groveland.
All right. That's baseball, probably a baseball themed brewery, but I have not heard of them either. Is this top 10 like unheard of breweries? Because Telco, Telco is the only one I know.
Yeah, so that's why I'm shocked at this list. I'm like, man, in all the, I mean, I know we don't get out much, but holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know I'm not like freaking Tony Bags that goes to every brewery in the West Coast, or at least in California, but I at least know of them.
It's one thing to not try their beer, but to have never heard of anything from these guys.
Yeah.
In the world we live in today. Number eight is Flashpoint Brewing in Huntington Beach.
Never heard of it.
Number nine is Route 30 Brewing Company in Riverside.
Garage Boys knows that one, but we don't.
Yeah. Riverside Drinking. I wonder if it's on the river. and number 10.
Yeah, what river is Riverside by? Wait, what?
Don't they have a river in Riverside?
I guess they do. Maybe it's the San Gabriel goes to Riverside? I'm not sure.
Well, Riverside still has a pedestrian mall, too. So if you're ever hankering for...
Fresno's like, they can't be like Riverside anymore. Gotta get rid of that. I haven't heard of that beer yet.
Santa Ana River.
Nope. Oh, the Santa Ana River? Okay. All the LA rivers are cemented.
Yeah, it's pretty much concrete. So anyways, number 10, McLeod Brewing Company in Van Nuys, I do believe.
Aha, Chew Your Beers champion.
Chew Your Beers.
Finally, we got a normal brewery in there.
Yeah, and one that makes sense, too. It's like, okay, only we've heard of them, but we've heard good things about them.
Yeah. The Telco? Not saying
anything bad about the others.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like, why would I have not heard of them? Telco and then the last one you said is like only ones.
McLeod. Yeah. So we have some getting out to do.
I prefer not to
be
involved in what
there's beer to be found in the wild.
I don't want what Yelp is throwing down.
Still not a reliable source for beer.
No.
Let's see. I don't know the last time you were at the Central Coast. You seem to visit the more northern.
I go to all of the Central Coasts. From the beaches of Santa Cruz to the beaches of Pismo and between. I just came back from Carmel by the sea. Carmel by the sea. Not Carmel. It's Carmel by the sea. Don't confuse it with Carmel, just plain Please Carmel.
Use our full name.
Don't be like Carmel. Like, oh, were you in Carmel or were you in Carmel by the sea?
Yeah.
I think it was in the same place.
Did you get a sweet license plate frame for the Ford Ranger that has the whole entire phrase on it?
Yep.
Just to remind people.
By the sea.
By the sea.
No, I'll go. Big I quotes. Like all of that. The only thing, I haven't stayed in Cayuga. I haven't really, you're in Cayuga, and that's like the one town I haven't done any hanging out in. As far as the major Central Coast towns. I was thinking about this. Sorry, non-Central California people. But I gotta ask this question. I consider Solvang too far south to be Central California, to be Central Coast.
Ooh.
Like that, to me, that's like, that could be the last thing that's considered Central. But also can see how someone would think, no, that's Southern California. So Solvang.
I think the Santa Barbarans would accept that as their territory because it is kind of prestigious and clean. And you know, they got the whole Swedish. Like,
oh, no, that's ours. Sorry.
Yeah.
So then if that's true, then what's this?
But most I think.
Last Central.
I still lump it in with Central Coast because that's still within driving range from our headquarters.
Right. Like, I think that's the last thing. Then, like,
I love gold.
Because once you go south of Solvang, where there's a town right next to it, that's where Figueroa Mountain Brewing is. And then, like,
Buellton?
Yeah, Buellton. Then, once you go south of that, then you hit the ocean again. And then it's like Santa Barbara is like the next big thing. So then now you're in Southern California, but like that's Buellton and Solvang are like the last hints of Central, and then that's it.
I would put the dividing line there.
Yeah. And then for Northern Central California would be Santa Cruz for me. Like then you go north of Santa Cruz, then you're getting into the Bay Area ish, Northern California ish.
Oh, okay. So Monterey, you're considering Central Coast.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Monterey is all Central Coast.
Ours, which is. So Carmel by the Sea.
Central Coast. I never gone south of that as far as like, there's that big wide section between, you know, like, you know, where you're at and Carmel. And where there's like not a whole lot going on. Like there's Big Sur, and then there's just kind of like a expanse of I've never even driven through.
Don't forget Gorda.
Oh yeah,
the rockin' town, the rockin' coastal town of Gorda.
Never been.
Oh man,
have you been there? You've been.
No, I'm looking at the map right now for ridiculous things to talk about.
I just opened a beer. It's called Citrus Showcase, a single hop hazy double IP, another double IPA. I'm really trying to get going here. I'm trying to get drunk fast. So come on, guys. It's from Moxa. And of course, it's a Wazoo Corvette donated beer. I don't know. I think they're lying about that only Citra. I'm not getting just Citra.
Only Citra.
Anything else over there, Nick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's where I was going with that. Morro Bay.
Sorry.
Home of Libertine.
Yep. The Libertine, famous. And
so there's another brewery that's been hanging around for a while called
Called what?
I don't know. Bad connection. You're cutting in and out. So anyways, Libertine was probably the most famous in Morro Bay, but gaining ground quickly is the Three Stacks Brewing.
Oh.
So they used to be up the one a ways and like off in a strip mall type setting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have now upgraded to an Embarcadero location. They now have a waterfront location.
Whoa. Classic.
Yeah. Premium spot. If you are familiar with Morro Bay, they are in the old aquarium that housed the sea otter petting zoo.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, they're right there.
Yeah, that is now gone.
Oh, mm-hmm. They're right by the
brewery.
Yeah, they're and they're in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how they scored that spot. They're right in the heart of the beast. So they must be doing well. We passed by it. I stepped in for a minute, but I didn't get to have anything.
Mm. Wow. Now Morro Bay is back, is on the docket.
Yeah.
I actually tried to go to Morro Bay.
Even from last summer when we were here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of old businesses have been pushed out or moved out. New stuff's going in. Embarcadero is looking quite a bit different than
Morro Bay is getting too much money now. Dan, don't F up my Morro Bay. That's why I like Morro Bay, is because it's quieter. I mean, there's a lot going on, but it was still quieter. Yeah. If you're gonna start Santa Cruzing or Pismoing Morro Bay, I'm gonna get mad, dude. Or Montereying it even.
I think he's mad. I'll make Mikey mad. So it's crazy. I guess it's been, I don't know, we've been coming here the last 20 years every summer vacation, and it seemed to have been the same. I'm sure there's always little changes, but these are noticeably big changes for us.
Hmm.
Bunch of new hotels going up.
Uh-oh. I've got our favorite now. I'm not going to tell it on the air because I don't want people going there, but I'll tell you off the air.
Yes. Can't wait. Secrets, man. Inside information. It's only time I get inside information.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So you are correct. San Luis does have a pretty cool new brewery called There Does Not Exist. We did find it. We used our hop sniffing dog.
Ah.
I took Penny. She sniffed it out for us. really cool brewery. It's fresh and clean. It's brand new. So, there's a lot of historic buildings in St. Louis. They're in a newer warehouse district. They do have a really cool old barn next door to them, which, looks like the barn Marty McFly crashed into when he went back to 1955.
Yeah.
If you are looking for a mental image.
That's not the one off the...
But their building's next door.
101, is it? It's not off the 101, is it?
Yeah, you take the 101 to get to it.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, but you got to drive inland a little bit.
It's not the one I'm thinking of.
It's at least 3 or 4 turns away from the freeway.
Yeah, okay.
But really cool spot. Clean and nice and good design inside, good atmosphere.
All right.
Picked up some fresh brews from them. There you go. So that was cool. We did not get to run into Tony Bags. He was out on
the job. Liquid Gravity? Did you see Liquid Gravity yet?
No, I still haven't been there. Don't know if we'll make it this trip.
Well, you're having all the good times.
I'm trying. I have had it. Been upcoming and been caught. Will be a Liquid Gravity beer.
Okay.
Freshy. Oh, looking out for.
All right.
Is Alesmith did a collab with some brewery. My saved posts loading, so I'm stalling. I believe it's Revision.
Alesmith and probably Revision.
Yes, Alesmith and Revision Split Aces West Coast style IPA.
Nice. That's got to be good. Two good breweries.
Got to be.
Revision's been kind of quiet. And that's good that they're doing something, because, I mean, they're out there, they're cranking out the beers.
Yeah.
But it's been quiet. Oh, everybody's quiet now.
Yeah, I think they're sticking close. They're trying to focus on staying open in their hometown.
Everyone's like, we're kind of busy trying to stay open. Sorry, Mikey, we're not being loud enough.
There is something, I think there's a bill coming up. They're trying to keep open the direct beer shipment.
Oh, okay.
Direct to consumer.
Yeah. Trying to keep some COVID stuff happening. Yeah.
See.
Yeah, I did it when Tyga was doing it, and it was kind of fun, but the fact that you have to be shipped
to your house?
Yeah. But like, well, no, they were doing the deliveries, but I think that most of the time you have to have somebody there at the time so that they can card you, right? Unless there's some sort of setup where they can just still drop it off. Cause that's my always hesitation to buy beer and have it shipped. Is that like, I'm probably not going to be here. So it's just going to be like this series of like missed packages kind of thing. But if you can have it shipped where nobody...
And then you eventually have to just go to UPS.
Yeah, exactly. It just becomes a whole thing. But if you can have it shipped to where nobody needs to be there and they can just drop it, I'm all about that. But if somebody always has to be there to get carded, it's just like...
Yeah, I've noticed UPS residential typically comes after 5 o'clock anyway. So it's usually not a problem. But yeah, that could be a pain in the butt. Because, you know, they delay it for like 2 or 3 days before they give you the note to come pick it up yourself. So
yeah.
Yeah, if you miss it, you know, it's another half a week's gone by before you'll actually get it.
Right, yeah.
If you can get it today.
Available. Yeah, you're dealing with produce essentially and just getting thrown around for a week and you're like, oh, I gotta go down to UPS.
Ooh. And we're hitting our peak heat season. You know, those beers aren't staying cold longer. They're going on that truck.
The cold transferring is not happening. That's how I wonder, because Russian River ships. I'm going to have to order some Russian River just to see how it comes.
I think we need to do an experiment. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's put these Russian River kids to the test. See what they come up with.
Yeah. See how long it takes, how cold it is.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to do one of those heat temp guns that people have where they shoot the laser and it tells you.
Yes.
I'm going to be like, I don't know, bro.
Another reason to go to Harbor Freight.
You're like, yep. Oh, yeah, I gotta go Harbor Freight. What's going on? Oh, you're gonna finally fix the fence? Nope. I'm getting a temp gun to see what my beer temperatures are. Oh, cool. Could you pick up some paint? Maybe paint that room I've been asking you to paint for 3 years? Nope. Don't have time. Gotta take the temperature reading on my beers.
I've only got one 25% off coupon, and it's got to go to good use.
Yep, I got to go now. Okay, can I use it on paint, honey? Yeah. Harbor Freight doesn't have paint. Oh, my God.
It's not a real hardware store.
Okay, dear. Thanks.
No problem. I'll get this temperature reading on a beer sorted out, babe. Don't worry about it.
Why don't you just go ahead and stop at the store and get some more beer while you're out?
Oh, no. I gotta test this Russian River theory I've got going on right now. This is what you married into. I told you. Told you from the get-go. Do some weird beer shit. You're gonna have to run. You're gonna have to go along with it.
Weird beer shit. Here we go.
Anything else, Nick?
That's enough out of me.
All right. I was noticing that there's been an uptick in talking about the plastic six pack and four pack holders for for beers. And
there's a name like they have.
Yeah, the industry calls them Pactex, a Pactex, the actual holders. I guess it's probably, I assume it's the manufacturer's name is Pactex.
Kleenex, in other words.
And so they're talking about recycling it and stuff. And I've always recycled those in our recycling. Fresno has a good recycling program. Actually, one of the best in the country, not to name drop, but Fresno is usually considered the number one recycling city per capita in the country. But so I always put them in the plastic or in the recycling bin. Like this is easily be recyclable. But the kind of industry is kind of like stepping up and talking about how. So basically, like only 9% of stuff actually gets recycled. And I don't know that they're talking about the Pactex or they're talking about recycling in general. But just that some recycling centers don't deal with those, I guess. They're just not going to recycle those and they'll end up tossing them. Some. I don't know that Fresno, who's going to tell me whether they recycle those at Pactex holders or not, but I assume Fresno does, but I really don't know. So there are things set up for if you want to bring them in and they'll make sure they get recycled properly. And there's a map that you can check out on. It's pactech-opi.com. I wish they could have come up with a better
too long. I'm not gonna do
dot com,
it.
But it's pactech-opi.com. There you can look at the map and see where a place that you can just bring them, stack them all up and bring them in and recycle them. And Tioga is the only Fresno place on that map. I don't know that anymore do it in Fresno and just don't happen to be on that website's map, but if you're in Fresno, go down to Tioga, drop them off a mat, just dump them all off in front of Matt. Say, here, bro.
Here you go.
Now give me some hazies.
Yeah, you get credit.
Yeah, haze credit.
Haze credit. What's your haze points? What's your haze haze conversion?
Oh, no, sorry, sir. Right, you need five more haze points to get that free beer. Shit.
How many pack texts?
Yeah, how many pack texts is that gonna take me? Because I'll do it right now. I'll buy the beers, get those pack texts, and then trade in for a free beer.
So basically this is like Dave and Buster's. You spent
$60. Get that toy and then wait
10 tickets.
Yep. Take all your tickets, wait in a ticket line for a half an hour, and get your cheap piece of crap. I'm like, yeah, I just spent $40 on this.
Yep, $40 to get 10 tickets to get me a finger trap.
Yeah. Babe, this $4 finger trap. Bowie Beer Company up there in Oregon, Astoria, one of our places we are eyeing for possible retirement one day. Northwestern Oregon's Astoria, where The Goonies was filmed.
Wow.
And
Kindergarten Cop is not a Duma.
They had a... Yeah. Yep. The two movies filmed in Astoria. They had a partial collapse at their brewery. Nobody was hurt, wow, thankfully, somehow. But if you look at the pictures, it's pretty crazy. Right there in the waterfront, like part of the roof, and the, you know, it's a giant, like at least 2-story size brewery, and it's just caved in. And right now, as I'm talking, there's no information of why that happened, but it did, and nobody was hurt, thankfully. But so Bowie suffered a loss. Hopefully, insurance covers that, and they're not gonna get too hurt by it. But yeah, that was pretty crazy. I don't know why that happened, but thank God nobody was there at the time.
Yeah.
Record Store Day is Saturday. This is called a drop day, which is that just because of the past few years it's been so hard for supply chain and all this stuff issues that not everything makes it on to Record Store Day because of just delays. So they came up with this drop day thing for Record Store Day that sort of catches up with all the things that didn't quite make it to Record Store Day kind of happen. So Saturday is another day for that. There's, if you're a Wilco fan, there's a big Wilco country album coming out, amongst all the other things.
I like it.
So visit your indie record store this weekend. Looking out for Pizza Port did a collab, I guess it's not really a collab, it's more of a tribute beer called Sausage and Grits, a coffee porter that is brewed for the Full Pint. The FullPint.com is celebrating 15 Ooh. Years of being a beer news website. So early cheers to FullPint.com. And this is sort of a smaller version of the Pizza Port's famous bacon and eggs beer. Sort of a lighter, a lower ABV version of that beer, the Sausage and Grits. There's something to look out for if it's nice. Going to make it out around, going to get distributed. I don't breakfast know. Yeah, breakfast beer. Another looking out for beer, Kern River Brewing's California Lounge Chair IPA is now going out there. And this was a gold medal winning beer. So with Simcoe, Mosaic, and
Citra. We love gold.
Yeah, gold. So, we get the Kern River. So look out for that. I like to try and gold Weddle. Wow. Said that several times. Gold Weddle winning beers. I'm all about it.
The Devils are kicking in.
Devils, here come the Devils. Babe, the Devils are coming. The Devils. Could you sleep on the couch tonight? You got it. Devils.
Gotta go radar my temperatures.
Yeah, I gotta go take some temps around the house. I'll be in a minute. Well, take your time.
Give me.
I might be out here for a while.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
We like the listeners of the show to call us, and we like hearing from the listeners. It gives us great joy and happiness. There's two ways you can get on the show. You can call a regular voicemail line. You younger kids don't know this, but phones used to use it with your voice. And you would call a person, you would talk to them, and then you'd hang up the phone. Well, you can do this for us. It's 559-492-0542. Leave us a message on that 24/7. Or you can just record it yourself on your little smartphone there and send it to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And sadly, it looks like we don't have any traditional voicemails this week. It's very sad. But we got a couple of voicemails sent to us. I'm going to start off with this one.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? It's Sunday in Denver.
It's Colin and Janine, and we're calling you from the jacuzzi again.
We don't have the Jets on this time.
So. Yes, we don't have the Jets on this time, so because it makes a lot of background noise. Yeah. Anyways, we had a couple things to talk about. This weekend, we celebrated my dad's 70th birthday. We went up to Frisco. We went to Outer Range a couple times.
Outer Range. You guys, Outer Range is where it's at. That place is definitely one of the top three in Colorado.
Yes.
So if you drive here, and you're coming from the West Coast, and you're going to go on I-70, don't sleep on that place.
Yeah, stop there, just get cans to go, whatever you need to do. It is a must stop.
Yep.
We had our first Get It with Chef there.
Oh, that's right, we did. Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah.
And so GABF is happening this year, Great American Beer Festival. And
we're going to go.
We're going to go. Uh-oh. And so, Mikey, this might be the year you should go. And if you do, you're welcome to stay with us and bring your swim trunks because you can totally get in the jacuzzi.
Yep, we hang out in the jacuzzi. You have a place to stay. If you want to stay at a hotel, totally cool, too. GABF is downtown, hotel, so we usually try and get transportation to and from there, obviously. But we can probably arrange it.
Train.
We're going to arrange it because we are going. So.
Yes, we are definitely going.
You could meet Sean and Grace. This also extends to old Nick over there, too, buddy, if you want to come out.
Yeah.
With your wife.
Yeah, you and Karen. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
do it. Wow.
I mean, okay, we just took a quick pause.
Sorry.
And we're back.
Okay.
And you didn't even know. You could have, like,
so it's your beer. We're talking about where you would retire.
Yes.
Where'd you retire for? Yeah,
where are we going to all retire?
I think what he's getting at is, would you retire a place that didn't have good beer? And
the answer is,
there's a lot of states in Colorado that don't have good beer.
The answer is no.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't think Colorado would be a place you could retire to because, well, it's pretty expensive here. If you want a place that's a little bit cheaper, then here is not where you would want to be.
If you live in California,
if you
sell
live in
your
house,
you can buy whatever you want out here, probably.
It's slowly creeping up.
Anyway, so we have good beer here. We know you guys have good beer there. We've been in lots of places that have good beer. Arizona.
But we're planning on being snowbirds and spending some time in Arizona like every year. And Arizona also has good beer.
Yeah, we want to get a place down there.
Yeah, but we wouldn't retire in like Alabama or Mississippi or someplace like that that doesn't have good beer.
So and, I have a question.
Oh, yeah. Colin had one more question.
So I don't know why this goes around in my head, but so how did the Perfect Pour make it to Florida?
And who was the first Florida listener?
I got to say it was Florida
Steve. We're thinking it's Florida Steve, but yeah. And then we want to know, Steve, did you get like Hoppy and Al Green and stuff because you were friends or how did that work? Or was it just copacetic and coincidental?
Because we have no Perfect Pour buddies out here.
No, not one.
I know. We tell
everybody. We try. We tell everybody.
Beat it into their heads and they don't listen.
We do. So we're trying. We're spreading the word, but it hasn't caught on.
Southern Colorado.
Well, it's time. So we want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Snow meow.
Colin and Janine. I'm going to say Florida Steve is the first Florida listener to call. To like start the whole Florida swing because they're right, we do have this like larger than we should amount to Florida listeners, and I don't know if that's because of Florida Steve or because like Florida just gets us, man, you know?
Yeah, man,
I don't know. I'm gonna default by saying Florida Steve, but do you know?
No, I we could do some research, but judging by Florida Steve's name, he must have been early on, like when we were developing the whole state's representative thing. You know, we dubbed him the Floridian.
Yeah, at first we're like, well, a guy from Florida. He's Florida Steve. No, I think Steve came up with that.
Oh, did he come up with
that? I don't know.
Maybe he inspired us to name other people like maybe. The Fontana Jim.
Yeah, who was, yeah. I'm just going to have to take some time off of work and just start listening to all the Perfect Poor episodes and get this.
We become big in Florida?
Yeah. I'm gonna tell my boss
we're big in Florida.
Huh? Like, boss, I'm gonna have to get some time off from work. Oh, and what's going on, man? You got some health issues or? Oh no, I'm great. Just get me listening to my podcast and trying to figure out this Florida situation we got going on. It's pretty serious. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we're gonna keep paying you. So also Colin and Janine going to GABF. It's going to be apparently it's going to be in Denver this year, or is it always? And just finally it's back. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, no, I believe it is always in Colorado.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And now it's just like, we're back. Everything's back.
Yeah.
I don't care what level of COVID's happening. We're just, fuck it. Let's all get it. Let's all move on. That's where we're at in life.
Well, the inflation crushed COVID. So don't got to worry about it anymore.
No, COVID's inflated. That's what's going on.
Oh, COVID's inflated. Okay. Yeah. I knew it was.
They gotta raise the interest rates on COVID so they can fucking stop this COVID inflation.
That's how they're gonna slow the growth of COVID.
Right.
Raise the interest rates.
Nobody's been thinking about this. Why don't you like raise the interest rates of COVID? Won't be going so nuts anymore.
That's right. That's how it works.
I love gold.
Put your money back in the food.
What'd you just open up there?
So I've realized I'm drinking way too many West Coast IPAs lately.
No, that's not a thing. You can't do that.
I'm drinking a Bike Dog.
Oh,
Plumberry Sour.
Jesus. Oh, that must be all you have on hand.
Oh, no, sir. I got plenty of Big Sirs in my ice chest.
Wow. Oh, you're afraid to get a double right now. That's what's happening.
I was drinking whiskey all afternoon, so you're probably not wrong.
Afternoon whiskey. Little afternoon whiskey, babe.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
I wasn't drinking any beer today. Oh, okay, that's good. Yeah, I was just drinking whiskey. Pretty relaxed.
Just drinking whiskey.
Oh.
That relaxes me.
Yeah, I was pretty mellow.
Relaxes me.
All right, we got one more voicemail. I know it's a weak voicemail this week.
Hey guys, Colin and Janine again.
Quick question. What is
your
favorite badge on Untappd?
Ours is Find the Source, but we're curious to know what yours is and what everyone else's is. So,
dude, Mikey has like New Brew Thursday. I think he has the most of all my friends on New Brew Thursday.
Really? Okay, yeah.
I always get that one.
What's your favorite badge? Call in and let us know.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Meow.
Colin.
I feel like Colin hasn't gotten me to meow recently, so meow. Meow. What's your favorite badge? It's a good question that I don't think has ever been asked on this show. In a decade of Untappd talks every week, Untappd's mentioned, I don't think we've ever asked what your favorite badge is. So good job, Colin and Janine. I've been using that from home thing pretty much every day. And I think that was pretty much a COVID kind of badge. And now I'm just like, should I just stop using the from home check-in? Like, because nobody gives a shit that you're at home anymore.
We're out drinking. What are you doing?
I'm out drinking. Why are you at home? So I think I got to start giving up, start checking that, stop checking that. I guess I like, there isn't really a badge for uniques, is there? There isn't like, I never see a badge come up that is like, oh, you've got unique. Five more uniques. Get five more uniques and you get another unique badge. This is all we care about, really. This beer geek is like, how many different beers have I drank? This is all we care about. And Untappd changed the uniques to just beers now, but we still call it uniques because fuck you, Untappd. We'll still call it uniques. I don't know why they changed that, but they did. I got like an obscure badge the other day that I was kind of like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, and I can't remember what it is. Maybe I can find it. Do you have a badge that you're particularly proud of, Nick? You ever care about that?
I guess my favorite's the good old fashioned heavyweight. That is my highest. I don't know. Hopped Up is level 99. Yeah, heavyweight badge is one of my favorites. The birthday brew, that's always a good one.
Okay.
But that's if you've logged in your birthday to Untappd and you have one on your day.
Well, the other day I got international. I thought proud of it, but it was also interesting. International Axe Throwing Day. Yeah, I got a badge for that. Drinking a beer on International Axe Throwing Day. So don't be jealous.
It's a rare holiday. Yeah, those are specialty ones. I was level 3 on the Zach's Brewing badge for local local badges. That would have been cool to continue.
International Women's Day badge I got this year in March 8th. That's pretty nice. Cool. There's a lot of retired, like basically they retire them. So, like, you know, that makes them more special.
They're more special. They don't show you the ones you didn't get. That's the sad.
Like you didn't, you could have got this one, but you forgot to check in that day.
Forgot to check in.
Damn it.
The Untappd anniversary badges used to be pretty cool.
Oh. Well, next week, if you want to call and talk about your favorite badge, Colin and Janine just gave you a topic. Or
talk amongst yourselves.
Whatever you want, man. So. Thank you, Colin and Janine, for calling this week. And nobody else. All you other people, screw you. It's pretty messed up. You failed.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave
Thank you. Call us.
We're sitting here waiting for you to call. Do it.
We don't do this for us. We do it for you.
Yeah. What am I here for? Oh my gosh, what kind of Central California drinking have you been doing these past few days?
Well, since I got Untappd already open, let's find out.
The Nick 80 on Untappd.
So I did have Flippin' Out from Liquid Gravity. It's their West Coast IPA with the Mosaic.
Oh. Oh, yeah, with the skateboard guy on it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Citra and Mosaic hop beer, very nice. And I guess it's a proceeds go to a fundraiser for skate parks in Central Coast.
Nice. Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Central Coast doesn't have any money, and they can't afford skate parks. So we got to help fund them.
We can't afford it.
Fresno has like three skate parks. Does that mean Fresno's better than Central Coast? I think it does.
Absolutely. And ours were professionally designed by a real skate company in LA.
Yeah.
I think Rob Dyrdek's actually been out here once to dedicate one.
Central Coast or Fresno?
Fresno.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot where I'm at in the moment.
Yeah.
Had the Fourth Wall from Bottle Logic Brewing. That was an Imperial Stout with lactose, which I regretted later on, but damn, it was good at the time.
Oh, that lactose gotcha, huh?
Man, boy, it messed me up. But it tasted good at the moment. And I think it had some different things in it, coconut and cacao nibs and almonds. That was the weird one. It was like an almond paste. I was hoping for like a bear claw kind of flavor, and it was almost there.
It tried.
Yeah. I love a good pastry in the morning. Head, of course, when on the coast, you must have some Central Coast Brewing.
Yes. I was wondering about that. I was like, no, Mike, save it for Bangkok's. And like, here we are. Did you go to the original Central Coast or the one by the freeway?
No, we went to a local restaurant San Luis, and they had their beer on tap. So no source drinking today, but went in San Luis, went in Rome, as they say. Yeah. We had lunch at a place called Finney's, and they have a good local selection, Central Coast being one of them.
Nice. I don't think I have not been there. Has that been there, this place, Finney's?
Finney's, yeah. They're newer. They're maybe 3-4 years old. I know they've been here at least. They survived the pandemic because I remember coming over here and seeing them only have outside dining. You know, they closed down the part of the street to have tables out there.
Yeah.
When that was a thing. So they survived the pandemic, so I don't know, maybe 4 years old.
All right.
Good food, good beer selection. I got tots. I got tots. Burgers. What more do you need?
Nothing.
Yeah, I didn't get to do a Central Coast visit, but there does not exist was well worth it.
Hey, yep. Did well.
Yeah. So next time, look for Gravity is on the list. Let's see here. Of course, I brought some. Oh, so yeah, Big Sur brought some Big Surs to the house for patio drinking. Rooftop patio drinking.
Nice. You can see the ocean. If you
could see the ocean,
stand on your tippy toes.
No, you could do be in a sitting position.
Oh, that's good. If you can sit down and see the ocean, then you've got a legit ocean view.
Thinking about Barrel House has pretty much replaced Figueroa Mountain as the standard beer.
That's always on
tap.
Figueroa Mountain always there. You can have a Figueroa Mountain beer at least.
Yeah. But that's it. That's my involvement. And the beer does not exist.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah. Memory machine.
Memory machine. The machine.
Memory. The machine.
The machine. That's the Nick 80. Let's see. What did I check into this week? Bottle Logic Light of the Fist. Light of the First Stars. Pale Ale from Bottle Logic. Ooh, it was nice. Cheap beer. It was only like $3.90 or something like that for a 16 ounce single. So I got a couple. It's fine.
Okay.
Like, mm-hmm. You know.
It's fine.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't bad. Worth the price. I'm not going to, you know, look for it later, but it did the job. Our friends Dust Bowl Brewing, Dust Bowl Brewing. I bought this myself. They didn't send it to us. I just went ahead and purchased it. Thank you very much. This is a mega IPA.
Thank you.
It's a quadruple.
What?
Yeah, bro. Quadruple. I don't even remember it doing anything serious to me. Usually high ABV beers mess me up, but I think that it pretty much, I don't know. I'm okay. I'm still here. I'm still standing. Gateway Dinosaur from Modern Times Brewing, a hazy IPA. That was all right.
Okay.
It was all right. It was fine.
It's all right. Hey, maybe it was the haze.
Yeah. I also had the Flipping Out from Liquid Gravity, like you did as well. Fremont Brewing, Seattle's Fremont Brewing Summer Ale. That was one of those easy drinking beers that you don't even remember drinking. You're just like, all of a sudden it's gone. You're like, what happened?
Damn it.
Like, took like 2 minutes and that beer is gone. I had a Liquid Gravity Brewing beer as well called Unfinished Art. What do you think of that? And I had a Kolsch from Crow and Wolf Brewings, Fresno That's County's Crow and Wolf Brewing. The quarter mile Kolsch. That was good. I had an Alvarado Street and Pizza Port Brewing collab called Hoppier California with the K, California with the K. That was a Kolsch. That was good. And I had a Pliny because I'm cool. And at Liquid Gravity, I dream of Strata.
But do you?
I don't think I've ever had a Strata dream that I'm aware of.
No Strata dream.
Nope. And that's about all the beers worthy of calling out. I am Dorktown on Untapped. Nick is the Nick 80. And in case you don't follow him, Matt is the Bearded Brewer 87. Want to see if he's still out there untapping.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Looks like Mikey has disappeared. So I guess I'll get into my cheers. Cheers to the Fontana Jim. I heard he was on the Central Coast the week before I was. Enjoying life, as it were.
I'm here. I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I was at the beer fridge. I really need to get the beer fridge mic back up. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
But while that cheers is happening, I'm trying to find another beer, and I'm going through all Wazoo's beer, and I've like already had two doubles, and you know I gotta get up in the morning, like everybody working American, hardworking president, and I'm trying to find something that's not a double or triple. Everything I'm going through is like double, triple, double, quad, double, triple. I'm like, motherfucker, Jesus, Wazoo,
crush.
So I had to get a stupid Mine Haze beer from Firestone Walkers
Walker.
Walker.
I love golf.
Which is like a 12 pack that I bought for like a Joey 12 pack for when my brother-in-law's here to like to buffer so that he has something to drink so that I don't have to serve him my beers. You know how Joey had to buy like different fries and stuff so his date wouldn't eat his stuff, and that's basically what I do. So what I do at the house is like I'll buy like a 12 pack of something just to like keep somebody occupied so I can drink my beers. But now I'm having to bust into that reserve so just so I can have a beer to drink but not be too jacked up in the morning because I have to show up for a work job. Do you know this about this, like you have to go to work and they're like expect you to do the
about your beer wall
they expect you to do the stuff that they're paying you for. They're like, okay, you have 8 hours. You have to do, this is what you have to do. And I'm like, really? Like this whole 8 hours, I've got to do all this? And you're like, yeah, that's that paycheck you get every 2 weeks. Yeah.
That's I've heard of this. I still have not, I've not mastered that yet. But
wait a second.
Yeah. Yeah. To get so, a solid 3.5 to 4 hours.
I've only had 4 hours sleep. I'm not going to be able to do all the things you're telling me to do. Like, oh, well, maybe you don't need to work here anymore. Oh, that's cool. You understand we're not going to pay you anymore, right? Wait, what?
Is this retirement?
Oh, I'm retired now, finally. Yeah, you're retired.
Finally.
Finally, I got the retirement.
I picked up my retirement check.
Yeah, where do I? Did you guys just deposit that, or?
Yeah, like the retirement fund. Where do I withdraw?
Where's that? Where's that place at? Is that which brewery is that by?
Is it by a brewery? They're a retirement ATM next to my favorite brewery.
Yeah,
just withdraw money from.
Yeah, because if you could do that, that'd be great. That'd be a real big help for me. You can find me a place right next to a brewery I can get my check at.
Yeah, can you just draw it on a map for me? And
yeah, show me.
Like, just make it easy. Like, I'll find them.
Yeah. Woo, California, huh? You have any cheers, Nick?
California.
California.
Yeah, I already started because, you know, you were just partying over there.
Sorry. Good job, Nick.
So yeah, cheers to the Fontana Jim. Cheers to Tony Bags, even though we didn't see him. We were in his essence.
Yeah, he was there. He just didn't want to tell you he was there.
Yeah.
He's like,
is he hiding behind the bar?
He's yeah. Like, yeah. He's like, here. Nick or Matt come in. Don't just see him like out on an account somewhere.
Yeah, even though he wasn't there, the staff there was really friendly. They helped us out of a sticky situation.
Oh,
but also sold us good beer.
Oh, is this a on air worthy situation, or we talk about this on the tailgate?
Yeah, it'll be a tailgate.
Okay,
tailgate talk.
Tailgate talk.
Tailgate talk.
After hours tailgate talk.
Yeah. Cheers to California Fresh Market for always having a good beer selection.
Oh, in the interior of San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, you need beers to go.
Yeah, it's very odd as a shopping there. Like a person from Fresno that just sees San Luis Obispo as like a place for touristy kind of
just thing.
And then like you go to California Fresh Market, you're like, okay, it's over here. And you're like, whoa, man, San Luis Obispo is a real town. And I'm like here in a strip mall and stuff. Like, whoa, this is real. Like I'm like a resident now. Yeah, California Fresh Market, San Luis Obispo. That's supposed to go.
Mm-hmm. Don't sleep.
Dude, yeah, that market though, right?
Good food. Good.
Yeah. That market right south of Pismo. Is it Shell Beach? That's the first town south of Pismo. Is that correct? There's a market right there off the freeway. That's no, like,
South of Beach, south of Pismo's Grover.
Okay, yeah, Grover Tuscadero. Beach.
You're talking.
No, Tuscadero is south of Paso Robles.
Oh.
The first thing south of Pismo is, yeah, you're right, is Grover Beach. And I think it's Grover Beach. There's a market right there off the freeway that's okay. Pretty badass that has lots of beer.
Okay.
If you go back in the archives 8 years ago, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Tell your boss you need to take off time to work and find that episode.
Grande? Starts with a name. It's got to start with a name.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I don't care anymore.
Cheers.
Yeah, so cheers to them. Cheers to all the people bringing us good beer. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Give cheers to Matt over there.
Of course.
Our friend and brother forever, Matthew. Cheers to everyone that shares the show, especially mm-hmm. Hops Hound, Hops_Hound. He's always doing it, man. He's on it. So he's sharing the Perfect Pour, he's sharing Drinking and Thinking all the time. So
nice.
Thank you, Hops Hound. And thank you and cheers to the Golden Gods. The Perfect Pour.
Yes, always.
Giving us that money, hooking us up. We can buy a rolling oven roller hot dog machine anytime now. Like
yes.
I can get right now, like after we go off the air right now, I can get my phone kind of a little bit drunk and get and just like order some shit because of the Golden Guys.
Amazon.
I'm like, I'm just gonna order this roller. Nick and Matt are just gonna have to deal with that. I'm gonna have myself a roller in the studio.
all the Perfect Pour stories on Instagram are gonna be you rolling different foods from
rolling. Oh, you can, because you're supposed to. When you have a hazy, you're supposed to give it a little roll to mix it up.
No.
Use the roller for the hazy beer. Just don't turn the heat on. I won't turn the heat on, and I'll just use the roller.
There's, I know what you're doing.
Can you do, like, I'm going to have to buy, one that just rolls, and you can keep the heat off. Because I bet the cheap ones. I bet the cheap ones you can't like choose. They're just like, you turn it on, it's gonna heat and it's gonna roll.
If it's on, it's hot.
Yeah, it's gonna be hot and it's gonna roll. You're like, well, what if I just want to roll? No. You got it, both?
Yeah. No. That's an extra.
Nah, dude, that's like $800.
That's the Model 600.
Yeah. You want just to do one? No, like he confers with like three people. You do that. Yeah, no, we can't do that.
No, that's not happening.
One or the other. Either you gotta just leave it, or you gotta turn it on. It's gonna be hot. It's gonna roll. Can't do one.
That's where you can disable the heat.
Yep. Nope. No, we can't do that. There's no technology that advanced. It's not fucking Back to the Future, motherfucker. Will you, Mario McFly?
Well, yeah. Darth Vader.
Yeah. Were you from the planet Vulcan? No, we're not doing that, dude. Turn it on. It's going to heat. It's going to roll. All right. You want it or not?
Yeah,
I'll take 5.
Whoa. We're doing 5 in this thing?
Whoa. Yeah, we're going to need 5 of them.
They're all going to do different things. They're all going to roll different meats. One is hot dog specific. One is sausage. One is hamburger. I don't ask me how, but they're going to roll hamburgers. They're going to keep hamburgers rolling.
Rolled hamburgers.
Yep. Keep them fresh.
I don't think I ever want to see rolled hamburgers.
We're going to see it.
Oh, man. It's going to resemble
rolled string cheese. It's just going to be string cheese. Keep rolling it.
Yes.
And that really expensive one's gonna be playing Limp Bizkit. Keep rolling. Come on, keep rolling.
We can't separate the heat from the rolling function, but we can make it play
Limp Bizkit. Can you turn off the Limp Bizkit? Nope.
On if it's on, it's rolling. It's hot.
You know what? We rolling this shit right here. Keep rolling. Guy working in the 7-Eleven's got to hear keep rolling for 8 hours. Keep rolling. Fucking shit.
Then if you turn it off and turn it on again, it starts all over again.
He was like, nah, if I got him turn it off. Then it just starts all over again.
Just ends now.
Like, what if I turn it off? No, don't do that, dude. It just does it all over again. Limp Bizkit, really underrated band. Thank you for listening to the Perfect Morp. Have a great week.
Yes.
Be
Have
safe.
A fantastic week.
Yes. Be safe rolling your meats.
Yes.
But have fun. Have fun doing it.
Of course.
And then before you start all the doing all that, you gotta check.
Yep. Check your location services are on. So you don't get lost. On the way back from there doesn't exist.
Yep.
And then check your dates.